This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about our favorite subject, diet tips that really work. Whether you're looking to lose 10 pounds or have a lot of weight to lose, a few creative weight loss tips can make it easier to help you stick with it. I came across an article on WebMD that I want to share with you. WebMD asked several nutrition and fitness experts to share their secrets of success. They came up with 7 diet tips that can help you get on the fast track to safe weight loss, no matter what kind of diet you're on. So, weight loss tip number 1, count on more than willpower alone. It's easy to blame diet failures on a lack of willpower, but willpower isn't meant to be the only tool you use. Basing your weight loss efforts only on willpower can actually work against your diet goals. For instance, research shows that trying not to think about something, like that frosted chocolate brownie, can actually make you focus more intensely on it. When you're rested and relaxed, you can usually suppress these unwanted thoughts pretty easily. But when you're stressed or pressed for time, resisting these temptations is much harder. So rather than relying on willpower to get you through, develop an eating plan of what is good for you to eat instead of obsessing about what you shouldn't eat. I think it all boils down to know what you can eat, have it, and enjoy it. Okay, weight loss tip number 2, set yourself up for success. Here are 2 ways you can set yourself up to succeed. First of all, clean out your kitchen cupboards and eliminate any foods that don't support your weight loss goals. It'll be much easier to resist temptation if unhealthy choices just aren't around. So if you absolutely love chocolate chip cookies, get them out of the house. And go to the grocery store and stock up on healthier choices. Keep some tasty foods on hand that you can grab when you're hungry. For example, if you're craving something sweet, keep some yogurt, low-calorie ice cream, or 100-calorie packs of cookies on hand.
Hello. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd with some information about the coronavirus that is moving through the community. The coronavirus fatality rate varies dramatically based on the patient's age, as well as other illnesses they may also have. Extensive testing in South Korea has shown that many young adults have tested positive for the virus while showing mild to no symptoms. These people can still transmit the virus. The concern is that the number of patients with severe symptoms will overload the medical facilities available. With that in mind, public health officials in San Mateo County, as well as the American Dental Association, have recommended that residents stay at home and avoid contact. This will minimize the number of infected and not overwhelm medical facilities. Certain dental situations can occur that require immediate dental treatment. Those suffering from dental emergencies should contact their dental provider. All of us here at Shepherd Family Dentistry look forward to serving you when life gets back to normal.
Today we're talking about tips from experts that can help you with your weight loss. So weight loss tip number 3, set up a social network. Studies show that social support is very helpful, especially for women. You can help yourself by finding at least one person who believes in you and that believes in your ability to succeed at your weight loss goals. You might be able to line up a friend to walk with you or watch your kids so you can go work out. If you want to be social and in good shape, make a date with a friend for twice weekly workouts or go for a daily walk with your friend. You know, if exercise includes social time, you're more likely to look forward to it and putting on your sneakers. Weight loss tip number 4, set realistic goals. Appraise your life and make some strategic changes that you can realistically achieve. And don't be afraid to start small, especially with weight loss goals. You know, if you've been inactive for months or years, don't immediately plan to work out every day. It's not going to happen. Make your more realistic goals, such as exercising to music occasionally, or getting up and exercising during the commercials of your favorite TV show. My next weight loss tip is watch your portions. If you're like most people, a serving is the portion size you're used to seeing on the plate. Clearly, bigger portions have more calories, and calories are what it all comes down to when it comes to losing weight. I'm really shocked when I go to many of the restaurants and see the portions that are served. Huge platters of pasta, an entire plate of meat and potatoes. You get the picture. So visualize these portion sizes. A deck of cards is a 3-ounce serving of meat. A baseball is a cup of pasta, cereal, or vegetables. A computer mouse is half a cup of rice or fruit. The next weight loss tip from experts is to picture your future self. Have you thought about where your weight loss plan is taking you? Picture yourself the way you want to be in 2 months or 6 months or a year from now, how you look and how you feel. Or find a good picture of yourself when you were thinner. As a reminder of how good you could look, try posting this picture on the refrigerator. It could be really motivating. And my last weight loss tip is, be ready to do some work. We tend to be creatures of habit. You know, for the past 2 years, you've come home from work, grabbed a soda, crashed on the couch with takeout. You're strongly conditioned to do it again and again. So change is not impossible, but it does take work. Try changing just one thing, such as where you eat. You could try setting the table and prepare your plate with good portion sizes. Before you know it, you'll form new habits. Well, listeners, I hope these tips are helpful. Good luck with your efforts towards losing weight and having better health. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.